This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. OpenAI, maker of the viral AI chatbot ChatGPT, has netted another news licensing deal in Europe, adding London's Financial Times to a growing list of publishers it's paying for content access. As with OpenAI's earlier publisher licensing deals, financial terms of the arrangement are not being made public. The latest deal looks a touch cozier than other recent OpenAI publisher tie-ups, such as with German giant Axel Springer or with the AP, Le Monde, and Prisa Media in France and Spain, respectively, and the pair are referring to the arrangement as a strategic partnership and licensing agreement, though Le Monde's CEO also referred to the partnership it announced with OpenAI in March as a strategic move. However, we understand it's a non-exclusive licensing arrangement, and OpenAI is not taking any kind of stake in the FT Group. On the content licensing front, the pair said the deal covers OpenAI's use of the FT's content for training AI models and, where appropriate, for displaying in generative AI responses produced by tools like ChatGPT, which looks much the same as its other publisher deals. The strategic element appears to center on the FT boosting its understanding of generative AI, especially as a content discovery tool, and what's being couched as a collaboration aimed at developing new AI products and features for FT readers, suggesting the news publisher is eager to expand its use of the AI technology more generally. Through the partnership, ChatGPT users will be able to see select attributed summaries, quotes, and rich links to FT journalism in response to relevant queries, the FT wrote in a press release. The publisher also noted that it became a customer of OpenAI's ChatGPT Enterprise product earlier this year. It goes on to suggest it wants to explore ways to deepen its use of AI, while expressing caution over the reliability of automated outputs and potential risks to reader trust. This is an important agreement in a number of respects, wrote FT Group CEO John Ridding in the statement. It recognizes the value of our award-winning journalism and will give us early insights into how content is surfaced through AI. He went on, apart from the benefits to the FT, there are broader implications for the industry. It's right, of course, that AI platforms pay publishers for the use of their material. OpenAI understands the importance of transparency, attribution, and compensation, all essential for us. At the same time, it's clearly in the interests of users that these products contain reliable sources. Large language models, LLMs, such as OpenAI's GPT, which powers the ChatGPT chatbot, are notorious for their capacity to fabricate information or hallucinate. This is the polar opposite of journalism, where reporters work to verify that the information they provide is as accurate as possible. So it's actually not surprising that OpenAI's early moves toward licensing content for model training have centered on journalism. The AI giant may hope this will help it fix the hallucination problem. A line in the PR suggests the partnership will help improve OpenAI's models' usefulness by learning from FT journalism. There's another major motivating factor in play here too, though: legal liability around copyright. Last December, the New York Times announced it's suing OpenAI, alleging that its copyrighted content was used by the AI giant to train models without a license. OpenAI disputes that, but one way to close down the risk of further lawsuits from news publishers, whose content was likely scraped off the public internet or otherwise harvested to feed development of LLMs, is to pay publishers for using their copyrighted content. For their part, publishers stand to gain some cold hard cash from the content licensing. OpenAI told TechCrunch it has around a dozen publisher deals signed or imminent, adding that many more are in the works. publishers could also potentially acquire some readers, such as if users of ChatGPT opt to click on citations that link to their content. However, generative AI could also cannibalize the use of search engines over time, diverting traffic away from news publisher sites. If that kind of disruption is coming down the pipe, some news publishers may feel a strategic advantage in developing closer relationships with the likes of OpenAI. Getting involved with big AI carries some reputational pitfalls from publishers, too. Tech publisher CNET, which last year rushed to adopt generative AI as a content production tool without making its use of the tech abundantly clear to readers, took further knocks to its reputation when journalists at Futurism found scores of errors in machine-written articles it had published. The FT has a well-established reputation for producing quality journalism, so it will certainly be interesting to see how it further integrates generative AI into its products and/or newsroom processes. Last month, it announced a Gen AI tool for subscribers, which essentially shakes out to offering a natural language search option atop 2 decades of FT content. So, basically, it's a value add aimed at driving subscriptions for human-produced journalism. Additionally, in Europe, legal uncertainty is clouding use of tools like ChatGPT over a raft of privacy law concerns. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on 2 or 3 of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.